at the forge. Dick and Mary lived in a farm with their parents and their grandpa. And near the farm was the blacksmith's forge. Charles the blacksmith was a great friend of the family.
Come on, Dick,
Mary often said when they had nothing special to do.
Let's go and see Charles.
They loved all the sounds of the smithy. The puffing bellows, the clang-clang of the hammer and the anvil, as Charles held the red-hot iron with the long pincers and hammered it into a horseshoe. And then the sizzling as he cooled the hot metal and water. Dick decided he wanted to become a blacksmith. It seemed so clever to be able to make horseshoes. Then, one day, Charles let him try to swing the hammer himself. But it was much too heavy. He could hardly lift it.
Oh, how strong a blacksmith has to be, he thought.
Charles smiled.
Oh, you'll have to grow up a bit, son,
he said, as he took back the hammer and swung it easily over his head. One day, old Victor the Shire Horse lost a shoe. Everyone on the farm was very busy that morning, so Grandpa asked Mary and Dick to take Victor over to the forge to get a new shoe. Mary and Dick were thrilled to be allowed to walk Victor all by themselves. Charles was busy shoeing someone else's horse when they arrived, so they had to wait. They watched what was going on while Charles pared the horse's hoof and fitted a new shoe.
Does it hurt, Charles? Asked Dick.
Oh, no more than it hurts when you cut your nails. If it's done properly, that is.
When he had fitted on the new shoe, he gave the horse a pat.
There you are, you patient fellow. You'll be more comfortable now.
Then it was Victor's turn. Victor had been shod so often that Charles had the right size of shoe ready for him. Soon, Victor was ready to be taken home.
Thank you, Charles, said Dick.
And just as Grandpa had shown her, Mary took the rein and carefully turned Victor round, walking on the outside of the circle so that his great hoofs did not tread on her.
Well done, Mary. I'll tell your grandpa he can be really proud of you both.
And Mary and Dick walked Victor slowly back to the farm, feeling very pleased with themselves.